And so that was just kind of my goal going into college. I knew from a junior in high school, this is what I wanted to do.
Wow. And now you're doing it. That's pretty neat.
Now I'm doing it. Yeah.
Some people would say to do what you do, you're a very patient person. Is that...
You know,
would that be accurate?
I would say yes. You know, you do have toddlers kind of move at their own pace, uh-huh. and they have their own agenda for the day. And so you kind of have to fit in with what they're wanting to do that day. So it takes a little bit of patience. But again, I feel like we get to play all day. So it's pretty fun, too.
Sunflower Diversified Services Early Education Center. Where are you located?
We are at 1312 Patton Road. We always say we're right across from Bryant Funeral and DCF over there.
Yep. You see the building right there.
Yeah.
Very nice looking building. So tell me about, I guess, the mission of the Early Education Center.
So our mission at Early Education Center is to help empower families of infants and toddlers to help their children grow to be as successful as possible so that when they hit kindergarten and they enter our school systems, they are ready to learn with the rest of their peers. And if not, we hope that we give them the tools and the training that they need to help their kids get caught up to their peers.
Okay, how many kids do you have at the center right now?
So we actually have three different programs in the center.
Awesome. Okay. So, tell me about these three.
Okay, so we have the one that a lot of our community members know about is Incredible Years Preschool. That is just a typically developing community preschool. It's open to anybody. They don't have to qualify for it. They don't have to have a developmental delay or anything. And that is for children from 2.5 up to kindergarten. And we have three classes. So we have about 30 to 35 kids right now coming to our preschool.
Wow.
Yeah.
Not all in one room, though.
No. We have three separate classes for them. Yeah. So we split them into ages. We have a 2.5-year-old class, a 3 to 3.5-year-old class, and then a basically pre-kindergarten, so a 4 to 5-year-old class. So kind of split by their ages. Another company that we have, or another program we have within there, is our ABA services. So those are Applied Behavioral Analysis services, specifically for children with an autism diagnosis. Mm-hmm. And we currently are serving 11 children in there. They get one-on-one supports with one of our registered behavior technicians, working on daily skills, learning skills, life skills, really anything that needs to be done. And then we have our early intervention program, which is our special ed teachers, our speech pathologists. We have a physical therapist and an occupational therapist that we contract. And those are working specifically with infants and toddlers who have developmental delays. So they have been evaluated and qualified for our services. And in that program, we serve about 170 kids a year.
Wow.
Yeah.
You're making a lot of contacts.
Yes, we are. Yeah.
Are the children from mostly the Great Bend area? Or
we serve five counties, actually.
Okay,
so we
okay.
serve Barton County, Rice, Rush, Pawnee, and Stafford County.
Do you have centers in those counties? Or is it...
We have, so for our early intervention, the birth to three special education, we go out to their houses. So we know that kids learn best in their natural environments. They're most comfortable at home with their parents. So we meet them right where they're at because we know we get the best results out of that. So we'll travel to all five counties. Our applied behavioral analysis one currently serves children in Barton County. We have a location that we serve in Lyons over in Rice. And then we also partner with the school in Larned, so in Pawnee. We would love to expand on into other counties. We just don't have a center set up there yet.
McKinley Phillips with us. She's the director of Sunflower Diversified Services Early Education Center. Wow, there's a lot of stuff going on. That building must go all the way down to the east for about another block, I guess, because in the front, it looks pretty big, but it must go really deep. There's a lot of things going on in there.
It sure feels like we're running out of room over there.
Okay, McKinley Phillips with us. We're going to continue our discussion about the services and maybe how it might be a right fit for you and your kiddos. Coming up here after this.
When it's time to replace your old windows and doors, call your local Pella certified contractor, Empire Improvements. With a full line of Pella windows and door options, including affordable vinyl, durable fiberglass, and luxurious wood, Empire Improvements has an option for any taste or budget. No matter what Pella window or door you choose, you'll know it was installed right by a Pella trained and certified contractor. For the best warranty in the business, call Empire Improvements in Great Bend today at 620-603-0872.
Did you know that NextLink Internet not only provides super fast internet and crystal clear phone connections to your home, but can also provide service to your business? Get your business connected to NextLink Internet with speeds ranging up to 500 megabits over wireless in some areas. Plus, you can bundle your internet service with voice for additional savings. NextLink Voice comes standard with all the best features you need, including voicemail, unified messaging, and more. Make the switch to NextLink today at nextlinkinternet.com.
Welcome back, Sunflower Show here on KVGB. McKinley Phillips with us. She is the director of Sunflower Diversified Services Early Education Center. That's a mouthful. I've got to roll through that each time. McKinley is with us today talking about the services of the Early Education Center. Parental stress. No more magnified than it is when you've got a little one and, you know, why isn't he changing a tire? He's almost four. There's so much anxiety of what your kid can and can't do at early ages. You probably deal with a lot of parental questions about when should my child do this, McKinley?
Yes. Yes, we do.
And so when does testing begin and when are red flags? Kind of take me through that process for someone who's a little bit concerned.
Yeah. So we can start testing your infant as early as 1 day old. Essentially.
Really?
It seems crazy to think that we expect things of them at that point, but there are typical developmental things that we start looking for right away at birth. And so anytime a parent has a question about, you know, their kid could be 5 or 6 months old and, man, they're not rolling over yet, what do I do? Easy little things like that, we can come out and start evaluating very early on in those, all the way up until they turn three.
Is there like a big sheet out there that's recommended times to roll over? This is when tummy time should be enjoyable.
Yes, there's okay. there's a few of them out there.
Okay,
and
all right.
A big piece of it for us is that there are so many different resources out there. The CDC puts out developmental milestones. Your doctor's office should be giving you, they're called ASQ questionnaires. It's an ages and stages. They do them at regular developmental checkups. There's tons of resources out there. The problem is that none of them really typically line up with each other. So that's where we can kind of come in. If you're having any questions, if you ever are filling out a questionnaire or looking at those developmental milestones and think, gosh, I just don't even know, you are always free to call us. So our services are completely free to families. Our early intervention services are.
Wow.
They never have to pay for an evaluation or services after that if their child qualifies. And we have a lot of parents who sometimes don't even have a true concern, but just want to know, where does my child sit?
And that's okay too.
And that's absolutely okay. We would love for parents to call us on regular basis and just say, hey, can I get you guys to come out and we can do a quick screener on their child, just kind of double checking some things, or we can do a full in-depth developmental evaluation on their child. And that's always free. And we never turn anybody away.
Once again, when we see the, you know, Sunflower Diversified Sunflower, or the gala, all the fundraisers,
yeah,
this is what some of the programs are being supported by.
Yes.
The generous,
yes,
contributions.
Yes, we, at
of
Early Ed, we have our Invest in Kids program. And so people can donate directly to the Invest in Kids
really?
Program.
Okay.
And it comes straight to us at the Early Education Center.
Okay. So that's, I didn't know that. Invest in Kids program.
Yeah.
Okay, so people can just contact you, and then you kind of took me through the process of that, and absolutely free. So what is a like a screening compared to a comprehensive check?
So for a basic screener, we go out and ask maybe 5 to 10 questions mm-hmm. in each of the developmental areas. We'll take a quick look at your kid, and then we'll check their vision and their hearing for them. It's a pretty quick process, about 30 minutes, and we're in and out. And it's almost more of, I would say, a surface level look at your child versus an in-depth evaluation. We will take out, we always have two different disciplines. So it'll be a speech pathologist and an early education teacher, or maybe our social worker or a physical therapist. We try to bring out multiple people to really get a long look. Those evaluations are much more in depth. We'll actually put hands on, we'll move your kid around, kind of play with them, test them. And those typically take about an hour to get through those.
What's typically the, you know, how you love that word in education, right? Typically.
Yes.
What are the ages that you're seeing for like a screen or something like that?
So we see kids all the way from, I would say as early as 4 to 6 months, all the way up to 2.5.
Okay. How many times have you gone in and you have a vision screen or a hearing screen and you find something that throws that's probably one of the reasons they're not hearing as good as they should.
Yeah, that actually happens way more than people would suspect. Toddlers are very smart and they're really good at adapting to their environment. So they might not look like they have a vision impairment. They might not look like they have a hearing impairment. But once we get in and test them, I would say we have a pretty big percentage of kids who end up having one of those two things happening.
Okay. And then you offer parents strategies and things like this to help the kiddos. It's a team effort, right?
Yeah.
You don't break the kid. Okay, this is what you need to do when you go home. Okay.
Yeah, so specific to hearing and vision impairments, if they have a vision impairment, we always work pretty closely with their primary doctor and help them get a referral out to an optometrist, ophthalmologist, whatever they need to see for their vision. So we will help them find the resources they need in that area. And then on top of that, we also have a partnership actually with Kansas State School for the Blind. So they will, if we're serving a child with vision impairments, they will send out what they call an infant toddler specialist in vision to come and help us with that child's development.
This is fantastic because, okay, it's been a while, okay? It's been a while since I've taken my kiddos to see the pediatrician or something like that. So is that hearing and things like that normal things that they get at a regular doctor's visit?
Not as in depth as say a lot of us do. So your primary doctor is trained to, snap on either side of their head and see if they turn to the sound and things like that. They'll check their pupils and all of those things. We actually have equipment that will check specifically more towards their inner ear. So we run kind of, it's called an OAE, and it will check different pitches. Can they hear high frequencies, low frequencies? All of those things. So your toddler or infant may turn to the sound of your voice, but they might actually be missing some sounds when you're talking because there are high pitches or low pitches that maybe they're not hearing. And so we don't pick those up unless a full hearing screen is done at that point.
Okay. Hopefully if there's parents out there or grandparents that are listening right now. So if just check them, even if you don't think anything's wrong. So take me through that process. You kind of went over it a little bit before, but first thing you need to do is probably call, right?
Yeah. So you can call us. It's 620-792-4087. And you just tell us what concerns you have going on, if any, and then tell them that you want to request a developmental screener or a developmental evaluation. And we'll kind of walk you through the process from there. Once we get that referral, one of our team members, so a special ed teacher, a social worker, speech pathologist, whoever, gets a hold of your file and they will contact the parent. We, again, go out to your home. We make it as easy on you as possible. We also will meet you in the community. If you don't necessarily want somebody at your house, we'll meet you at the library if you want us to. And then we can kind of run through that basic developmental screener or a full evaluation, whichever one you asked for, and then do the hearing and vision pieces.
See, that's why you need a new host in here every once in a while, because I had no idea that you're doing all these things, because there's a lot of people that they can't afford services to go out and get this on their own and absolutely free.
Yeah. So we, I'm actually going through our, we're housed under KDHE, but I'm actually going through our annual grant right now. And so kind of coming up with the numbers of what it costs to run our program so that we can continue to make sure families will never pay for anything that they do with us.
Okay. I believe you said there are 11 children right now that have been diagnosed with autism. That you're working with too?
Yes. Yeah. So in our applied behavioral analysis program, we have 11 children that are currently between our three centers that we see. We do have a waiting list at this point for those, for more children. We are seeing more and more and more diagnoses for autism at this point. And so we're trying our hardest to kind of get as many of those kids in as we can. Hiring new RBTs all the time to try to help those kids get more services.
An RBT?
It's a registered behavior technician. So they go through a training. It's a 40-hour training to learn specifically how to work with children on the autism spectrum.
Okay. Because we've heard report that there's more children being diagnosed with autism. Is there a is there a reason for that, or is it kind of like the concussion thing? Because we're better at diagnosing concussions now, so concussions obviously are going to go up. Is it kind of that a little bit, or a mixture of both? Or?
I think a bit of a mixture of both. I'm not a data analysis, so I can't exactly say that. But I think it's we know more now. We definitely are better at recognizing the signs, and we're better at recognizing them earlier on. The majority of my staff on my early intervention team and the directors of our specific to ABA program, I would say at this point could typically spot a child with some red flags as early as 18 months to 2 years now. So we're just seeing it better now. We're recognizing it more earlier, and we're able to get them in for those diagnoses, specifically in our area. Worldwide, I think, same thing. We're noticing it more. I recently went to a training and somebody kind of had a good point that, you know, decades ago, these were people that used to be institutionalized, and now we don't do that anymore. We know that that's not the appropriate way for them. And so now they're adults who are getting into relationships. They're having their own children. And a lot of times there is a genetic component to it. So, that also could potentially factor into what's happening.
Are there levels of severity of autism?
So there are, and every doctor does it kind of a little bit differently, but typically the way that they level them out now is just on how much support that child needs.
Really?
Yeah.
So
kind of a more intensive supports versus a low support services.
Okay, McKinley Phillips with us here on the Sunflower Show. We'll continue our conversation coming up after this.
Don't let the heat catch you off guard this summer. Call Comfort Pro now and beat the rush for air conditioning service. Their expert technicians will ensure your AC is running smoothly, keeping you cool and comfortable all season long. Don't wait until you're sweating this summer. Schedule your service with Comfort Pro today and stay ahead of the heat. Because when it comes to your comfort, why sweat it later when you can chill now? Call Comfort Pro today. Comfort Pro is the area's largest Bryant dealer. Bryant, whatever it takes.
We used to argue about whose turn it was to clean the gutters, but then I had Leaf Filter gutter protection installed.
Wait, I told you Leaf Filter had free inspections and estimates and a lifetime guarantee.
Meaning we never have to argue about whose turn it is to clean the gutters again.
But I visited leaffilter.com/beacon first.
No, I did.
It doesn't matter who. Visit leaffilter.com/beacon to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off today.
See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
McKinley Phillips with us. She is the director of Sunflower Diversified Services Early Education Center. Okay, we've talked about the preschool services, services for children with needs, and then the third level, which is for any child, right?
Yeah, so our Incredible Years preschool.
Yeah.
So that one is, like we said, it's just a community preschool. It's open to anybody in the community who would like to bring their kid to our preschool. Currently, we have about 30 to 35 kids between our three classes, and we have two preschool teachers in there who kind of run and teach those classes.
How long a waiting list is there? Especially if you've got, okay, so this is, if maybe you've just found out that you're going to have a little one, is that the time to start finding daycare?
Daycare, yes.
Okay.
We do have a huge need for daycare here in this area. our preschool specifically, you can't start until you're 2.5.
Okay, right.
And I would say if you could get your kid on our waiting list about 6 months before that, by their second birthday,
okay.
You've got a pretty good shot of getting in.
Okay, and how many, so you have two teachers for each class? And
so, yeah, we have currently two teachers. We actually have a position open for a third teacher right now. If anybody out there wants to be a preschool teacher to 2.5 to 5-year-old kids, and they sort of tag team the classes. So they are in every single class together. And so they have different strengths. And so one will teach, say, this lesson one day, and then one will run the table time activity this day. And they kind of trade off in that way, so that they can support the kids as best as possible.
Okay, I asked you about the size of the building earlier because of the amount of kids you're serving in there. Does everybody have like a coffee room with a desk over that's like the size of an iPad or something?
Shove them all.
You've got a lot of people in there doing a lot of different cool things.
We do, yeah. We have about 20 staff members at this point between our three different programs. So there's a lot going on. There's some shared offices, but we all get along really well, so it works out.
Well, that makes a difference, doesn't it?
It does, yeah.
So your education background, you started it as a sixth grade teacher. Now you're overall, there's a lot of things going on that you're keeping track of every day.
There are, yeah. Between the three programs and the 20 employees, I would say there's quite a bit going on over there, yeah.
How important are the grants?
The grants are very important.
Yeah.
Very, very important. Like I said, I've been working through that KDHE grant right now, and sometimes my eyeballs get a little bit big just seeing exactly how much money it takes to run our building over there. And especially because we are a nonprofit organization, and the majority of what we do is run off of those grants and donations by people in the community.
So is that something you've learned over the years, how to write grants?
I would say I'm still learning.
I'm
still getting good at it. Luckily, we have a really great support system. And Heather Quillen, who was the director before me, is still there as one of our speech pathologists. Her office is right across the hallway from me, so I can just lean over in my desk and say, "Hey, Heather." And she'll help me through some things when I need her to. And then we also get really great support from KDHE. They have a very good staff up there that will answer emails or phone calls anytime I need.
Yeah, she's an all-star. I mean, dealing with that husband that she has, that she's married to, I mean, I can see why
he is our physical therapist as well, so.
Well, look at that. The Quillen's getting in there and doing everything right now. So, Sunflower Diversified Services, the Early Education Center. Have we left anything out today or some important things you want to let parents and providers know about?
I don't think we've left a whole lot out. Just, again, remembering that you don't have to have a concern to have us come out. If you do have a concern, that's great. Even if you just have some basic questions, go ahead and give us a call, and we'll come out at any point in time and help you guys out.
Okay, funding is a big issue. You mentioned always with the grant writing. Again, explain your foundation, not the foundation, but
The Invest in Kids
program.
Thank you. Yeah, so Invest in Kids program. So that specifically, those donations come to us at the Early Education Center. You can call us up at any time for more information on that, or you can send a check or a donation just to Sunflower Diversified as a whole, and they'll get it over to us.
Wow, that's neat. Do you have any fundraisers throughout the year that the center conducts?
We do not have any set up. COVID kind of put a wrench in our fundraising things, and we're actively looking for a good one to get back out there with. So right now we just have, our Sunflower Gala and things like that that we partake in.
I guess I could ask you to, talk about your staff, but then that's 20. So
you're going to be here for another hour.
So you're the director over that. Is there then what's the structure after that then?
Yeah, so I'm the director over the whole center, and then I have a director for the preschool, Allie Adams, and then I also have a director for that ABA autism program, which is Allison Burkhart. So they kind of run the day-to-day operations there, and I'm just there for support when they need me.
So I'm going to use that word again. So tell me about your typical day. What's that look like?
So a typical day for me, I actually still carry a caseload as a special ed teacher for the infants and toddlers program. So about 80% of my time is spent working out in homes with infants and toddlers. I actually have a appointment right after this to head out to Larned and see a little baby. So that's about 20% or 80% of my day. And then the rest of it is just kind of checking in on the preschool, checking in on the autism program. And then, like I said, right now we've got a lot of time spent writing a grant. So,
okay, one more question and I'll let you go. Do you like what you do?
I absolutely love what I do. Absolutely love it. I think everybody knows that teachers aren't exactly the highest paid people in the whole world. But I always say that part of my salary is the good feeling that I get every day when I leave. I absolutely love being able to help infants and toddlers.
God bless you and everybody that's in education, because you spend more time with our kiddos than we do a lot of times. So thank you very much, McKinley. McKinley Phillips with us here on the Sunflower Show on KVGB Grey Bend.